How you feeling coming off of that game last week?
So good. There was so much good in that game that we did. The precision of some of the run game that we did. I mean, that was the lowest run total those guys had had since 2022. Against an offense that had four ball carriers averaging over 6 yards a carry, to hold them what we did, I thought was very good. Some bend but don't break in the pass defense was a little frustrating. We can clean up some stuff. Bottom line, if we put it all together, play pass defense like we did against TCU the week before, rush defense like we did last week, if we can put it together, we got a chance to be really good.
What's caused your defensive line to be so effective the last two games?
Well, I think just the interior, JT and Keanu playing the way they are has been so good. Jack and Glasker have made a lot of plays in CLA. So anyway, bottom line, I just think those guys are playing at a high level of execution in the last 4 or 5 weeks that's really helped that shore up the inside of that rush defense.
Has anything changed specifically with Keanu in practice? It seems like he's been on one the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we knew it. I mean, he's playing with great confidence. He's playing with great technique right now. He's a great player. We all knew that all along. And he's lived up to everything we thought he was.
Hey, on that touchdown pass in the fourth quarter that they got, I noticed that a couple players were kind of like, they were wondering if maybe it was a missed call or somebody got a...
No, okay. We just need to stay inside that seam. And no, I mean, could the backer have carried it a little deeper? Yes. Could Raider have been inside? Yes. I mean, bottom line, we got to play the coverage better than we did.
This week, they've played five quarterbacks at UCF. It looks like Jackson probably is their guy. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest challenge preparing for multiple quarterbacks like that you may see on this team?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you got to assume that they're going to run similar scheme. It might change a little bit from quarterback to quarterback, but I think the scheme's pretty much set. I think number two for the last 4 or 5 games has been their guy, so we assume that's who we're going to see the most. They might bring in number 10 to run the ball a little bit, something like that. But anyway, bottom line, I don't think they're going to change much. They do what they do. They've been very effective in certain games with it, and so I just see them doing their offense.
Have you seen the social media reaction to the tackle that caused the fumble? People claim it was a dirty hit in a way.
I don't look at social media. Okay. So, do I think that was a dirty hit? Absolutely not. I mean, do guys get rolled up on? And if they're saying that Tavion held the ankle a little bit too long, I don't. The goal is the tackle. Do I think he was doing that maliciously? Absolutely not. That's not what we teach. It's not who we are. It's not who Tavion is. It's like if people are saying that, they're searching too much. The guy made an aggressive play, and it ended up being one of the big plays of the game for us. So was it malicious? Absolutely not.
Did the defense come out okay health-wise? I mean, everybody?
Yeah, for the most part, I think we're doing pretty good with health. We get through this game, and I think we get healthier. We get some guys back. And anyway, bottom line, I think we're in a good spot right now.
Anyone going to be used this week that haven't been used in a while, whether it be injury or just trying to preserve the 4 games redshirt?
No, not really. No, not really. I mean, those guys are what you've seen the last couple of weeks is what you get. So we'll get a couple guys for the next game back, but not for this week.
No secret, obviously, opportunity to clinch the Big 12 title. Brooke, yeah. What would that mean for you and your defense in the program?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, that was the goal. When we set out at the beginning of this season, the goal was to win a Big 12 title, and you can't win it until you go to the game, and we have an opportunity to get that done this week. We understand what's riding on this, and the reality is you want this pressure, you want these opportunities, and you only get these by winning, so we're in a good spot.
Does cold add anything to the elevation factor when a team like UCF comes?
Sure, yeah, it's going to be cold for them. It's going to be cold, they're going to be coming to elevation. That should be advantage us. So we got to handle it ourselves. I mean, because it's going to be cold for our guys, it's going to be cold for their guys, and that's part of the season at this stage. So
maybe talk a little bit about that defensive line. Two weeks in a row, they get top defensive line in the Big 12.
Yeah.
You know, maybe talk a little bit about how they're doing.
Well, I love the way they played the rush defense last week. The week before, we put all kinds of pressure on Hoover. Forced him into a really low completion percentage. Last week, the rush defense was great, but we also had 25 QB hurries, which is the highest Cincinnati had given up all year. And so there's so many good things that those guys are doing, and we're still just scratching the surface on what I think we're going to be. And it's late, but I still see us getting better and better, which is a huge thing right now. If we can keep getting better these next couple of weeks, we got a chance to be really, really good.
So you got a guy out there with a club on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really thin at interior defensive line, or?
We got two clubs out there. No, it's just the clubs shouldn't affect them that much. Those guys are some of our best players, and so anyway, bottom line, they're going to play. The club doesn't affect them that much, and we want those guys on the field.
Will preparation change at all with it being an early start? Maybe something learned from preparing for the early one against Texas Tech?
No, I think we have a system in place for what we do. The system's proven that we've won games in the past in the morning. I just stay the course, go out and play well. That's the key.
All right, thank you. You have one more?
Yeah. Ideal Thanksgiving play for Jay Hill.
Thanksgiving plans?
Thanksgiving plate for Jay
Hill. Ideal Thanksgiving plate. Everything, turkey, potatoes, stuffing, pie. I dabble in it all. So, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jay.